Control.
For HKX.
Go ahead. Hey, Patrick. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. I'm here on Highway 11 headed towards Hendersonville. There's a bridge closed off. It looks fine, but it's closed off. Wanted to report that for one. And two, trying to look for an alternate route to Hendersonville. I'm sure I can find it, but just want to let y'all know about this information.
Donnie, where was that bridge closure at one more time?
I believe this is Highway 11, and it's Highway 11, and if you're heading towards South Carolina, it's just before the F-Mart, Foxtrot, Motel, Alpha, Romeo, Tango, and it's completely barricaded off.
From there, there's really no way to get in that way if with that bridge closed, because you're cut off from the other side, and I know exactly where you're at down there. So 276 up the mountain is closed into Brevard, so 178 is also, so you'll probably have to backtrack and come around 25 that way. I don't know any other way right off the top of my head. So just pull up, if you can, pull up GPS and or Google and see if you can work around that.
N4ZLK.
There's somebody to help you, Donnie. Go ahead, Shane.
Made it down to Echo Valley yet?
100% honest with you, I'm not very familiar with this territory because I have just moved to Liberty here recently. I am traveling up Deep Gap. I know it's going to be an iffy trek, but I figured I could try it because that'll take me halfway up the mountain at least.
Was that bridge right there at the F-Mart, did you say?
So where the F-Mart is say you're heading up Highway 11 towards Hendersonville. It's just past the F-Mart.
To the right, North River Road?
They could have been. It's, I don't know. I didn't see the street names. I came back and turned right and got on to, I'm thinking this will take me up Deep Gap, if that makes any sense.
Road you turned on. I heard that the bridge right before Echo Valley, which is just past the F-Mart, there's a road to the right at the bridge called North River Road. That will take you over to 288, but also not far. If you turn on North River Road, you can take a left on Tilly, and that'll take you back over to 276 coming out of Marietta, and you get back to the other side of 11, the other side of that bridge. I'm not sure what road you're on. The only one I know that might get you up to 25 would be that River Falls Road, but I don't know what that's like in that area. River Falls Road up to, Gap Creek or something like that?
I believe that's the road I'm on because I got to come out this way, turn right at the fire department, and that'll take me up Deep Gap and put me out there just where that construction is up on 25, the top of the mountain. And as of right now, it looks to be somewhat decent. There is one tree leaning over the road. You can't get under it, but I would advise caution while going under it. But so far, I have not ran into any obstacles.
Wait, yeah, I know, I'm familiar with where you are. That'll take you right up there to 25. If you get through, I hope you can. That'd be nice to know that you can go that way. That area I heard got hit pretty good and with flooding too earlier, but if you let me know if you make it all the way, I'd be interested.
And I will definitely report back with that information. Yeah, it does look pretty good through here, especially where this big Tenderite Lake or pond is. I think the road name there is Devil's Fork. So yeah, it definitely looks like it got some some pretty good sustainable damage through here. A lot of trees down. One bridge that I did go over was a little sketchy looking, but it's a small bridge and it was quick, so I made it.
It was sketchy looking before, so it'll be all right. Okay, just let Patrick know if you will, if you make it. We're going to be heading out here soon. Thanks, Patrick. And if I can't remember your name. If you can't make it, you got to get back to 11. If you go right up to that bridge that's out, you should be able to turn right on North River Road. That'll take you all the way to 288, and then left, that'll take you back to 276 Marietta there. But anyway, there is a way around that if you can't make it through there.
Do that. Much appreciated, very much appreciated. And yeah, I will report back with a sit rep and let all know whether I made it or not.
Be careful. M4ZLK. I'll let you turn it back to Patrick.
4HKX, I'm going to turn it back to you, and if anyone else has got any information, I'll let them pass it on. 73s, thank you all. Name here is Donnie, KQ4DGE.
Careful out there, and I'll be listening, KO4HKX.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, monitoring.
KO4HKX.
Water, over.
Big on water. How about you?
The well going, and I'm going to go down the road today and ask people, neighbors, if they need water. Over.
Right, I appreciate you providing that service in that area, because I'm sure there's people without.
I here have wells, but there's no power yet. Over.
Go ahead, Blake. KO4HKX here.
Hello, Quebec 4, South India, Kilo. Heading that way. Do you want me to bring the wind link setup that I have?
Yours. I've brought mine also. We're on some extra coax, so we're going to try to make some adjustments here.
I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Bang. Be careful.
4HKX, KO4NUE.
Chad, hope you got you some rest last night.
Yeah, I did. Listen, today is surgery day, so I'm going to be totally out of sleep. So before that starts, what can I do to help you on Windley?
Nothing, because we've got to make some antenna adjustments and all that, so I haven't got anything set up. If we get it set up, we get it set up. If not, Wayne's bringing his setup. He's 2-meter capability on that anyway, so we'll at least have that part of it.
Let me get to a better radio just for a second. I'll see where you're at with it.
Standing by for you.
Good for us, Louis.
Hope you got you some rest last night.
It took me forever to fall asleep for some reason, but finally did. Now I'm going to take this moment to curse the federal government and their new idea of a safe gas can.
That, I think we all had the same opinion of that gas can.
It's not impossible to get going. I wanted to chuck that gas can across the yard.
Well, at least you had a can is all I can say. That's try to look at the positive side of it.
Are you set up at the radio station again this morning?
I'm here.
4SOE, this is W4ATP.
4ATP, W4SOE.
Morning. I'll be monitoring up till at least noon and forwarding information down to SEMD as we discussed last night.
I'll I'll be here probably all day as well, so I'll be taking them down as well. But I won't start sending them in until after you sign off.
All right, very good. We'll just coordinate if I need to step away to refuel the generator or take a bio break or something like that, I'll give you a shout so you can log during that time. W4ATP.
Oh, roger that. Patrick, did you take any notes during the net? I know that you were told that there was going to be people logging, and there were. The problem is that there were so many people talking really fast, couldn't catch a lot of it.
I did not take notes, trying to keep up with the net, so I did not take notes.
All right, and that's fine. I mean, I think, you know, we're here to try to offload that from you as of last night. If you don't mind, pass on to whoever's next. So just ask them to put a little space in between reports, like they got four or five gas stations that are open, you know, slow down just enough that we can get each and every one of them so we can get all the information out.
That, sorry about that. I should have done that last night. But trying to get people to slow down and speak coherently, you can't, it's not like a face-to-face conversation trying to remind people of that. You got to slow down a little bit when we're trying to write.
It's not a problem. It's really not. It's, we're kind of building the plane as we fly it, so we're just learning along the way. But if you could just pass that on, that way all that valuable information that they're bringing, we can get out to the EMD and you know, disseminate throughout the state.
I will take care of that on my end today.
Nothing different than the past 3 days. W4ATP is going to be taking notes, like you said, up until about noon. I'll take over, but I'm still here to back you up or help, you know, whatever you need, man. You just let me know.
I have Wayne coming in here to help me actually physically in the same place that I am. So I've got help here on site, and then we may holler at you when we need some relief here and there throughout the day.
That is fine, man. You're the boss. You tell me what you need, I'll make it happen if I can. But I'm going to have my coffee and sit here and wake up before SOE.
You take your time, wake up. I've got it under control for now. KO4HKX, standing by.
HKX, this is N4VUT.
Go ahead, N4VUT.
You got it this morning. Some sleep did good, huh?
Up again. It's Jamie, right?
Yes, sir. I was just letting you know I'm up and I'm going to be monitoring through the day, too, if you need anything.
Multiple people writing this stuff down so that if somebody misses something, we can call out to get it. Because sometimes whoever's bringing it in only has one shot at it because a lot of people are on HTs and they lose their X real quick. So if you could help back up Sean there and Tom, that would be great. That way we got other people to call on if we miss something.
If you need anything off from the internet, I got some full hookup here.
I appreciate that. And Sean, while you're on frequency, if you're still there, we're working on getting an WinLink station set up here so we can email back and forth.
Hope that goes well. If you need any tech support, I'm not a subject matter expert, but I am an IT guy by trade, so I might be able to help you.
Well, we got to do some antenna reconfiguration, but in the meantime, we've got two radios here so we can monitor and work on that, and then we're going to move over one of them over to HF and do some WinLink with them. Thank you for coming in here and letting me know you're there and you have internet access.
KX, KL4NUE. Okay, bud. So how would you like to proceed with this? I have all the settings for FM and HF. So I'm assuming you're going to be setting up at the church. Is that correct? All right. So So the problem may be with 2 meter is finding an available gateway. You may be able to find the digi, so you can digi into a gateway. But I definitely would say HF is probably going to be your best ticket. So let's start with there, if that's what you want to do. You tell me how you'd like to proceed.
I think it's going to be the best plan. I'm waiting on Wayne to get here so that I can move my portable antenna over to HF. I have to go up on the roof and reconfigure it. And then when I do that, I will come down and I put my Yaesu 991A on HF and try to go that route and move the 857 over to monitor 2 meters at 610.
Okay, sounds good. Well, like I said, I'm going to be at the hospital today. I'm going to be out here in an hour or two. So you want to hand jam this on paper, or you want to hit your record button on your phone and let me send it that way?
Paper right now. Let me get ready. All right, go ahead.
Thing let's say here is that let's make some notes along the way, because it's been a while since you've messed with this. So first note we're going to do is set is everything must be set to codec. Everything. If it does not say codec, it's not going to work. So the sound modem, the modem will have to be set to codec. And the sound settings in the computer will need to be set to codec. That is microphone and headphone and microphone and speakers both. QSL. I find that you're going to right click on the speaker button on your computer when the time comes, and you're going to open your sound settings, and you're going to see as soon as you plug the 991 in, it's going to detect, the computer's going to detect the sound card, and it may go to codec, it may not, but you will have to manually set those in two to three different spots. First spot will be the sound modem. The second spot will be the computer itself. And if you are you running Windows 10 or 11?
Windows 10.
Roger that. Okay. There'll be a hidden function there. When you open the sound settings, you'll see a slot that says Advanced Settings. There'll be another selection for codec under Advanced Settings, and you'll want to go in there and set that at codec as well. So there's good possibility it's going to be six spots that you need to put codec. Make sure everything is selected as codec. Got it? Now, I've got this thing pretty dialed in. So, I'm 100% confident with these settings. So, let's start with the mic gain settings if you are prepared to copy.
Just give me the number of the menu in there, and that way it keeps it easier instead of having to write out mic gain this, that, and I can just look for the number.
Yeah, okay. First setting is 119 equals 500. 119 equals 500. 120 equals 9. 120 equals 9. 121 equals 8. 121 equals 8. 122 equals 1,000. 122 equals 1,000. 123 equals 7. 123 equals 7. 124 equals 8. 124 equals 8. 125 equals 2,000. 125 equals 2,000. 126 equals 5. 126 equals 5. QSL.
Copy.
settings as follows. 127 equals 4. 127 equals 4. 128 equals 100. 128 equals 100. 129 equals 10. 129 equals 10. 130 equals 3. 130 equals 3. 131 equals 700. 131 equals 700. 132 equals 3. 132 equals 3. 132 equals 3. 133 equals 7. 133 equals 7. 134 equals 3200. 134 equals 3200. 135 equals 10. 135 equals 10. 6 equals 2. 136 equals 2. QSL.
Good copy.
Digital and PTT settings. 28 equals GPS 1. 28 equals GPS 1. 31 equals 38400. 31 equals 38400. 60 equals DTR. 60 equals DTR. 62 equals other. 62 equals other. 70 equals rear. 70 equals rear. 71 equals DTR. 71 equals DTR. 72 equals USB. 72 equals USB. 74 equals mic. 74 equals mic. 6 equals mic. 106 equals mic. 108 equals DTR. 108 equals DTR. 109 equals USB. 109 equals USB. QSL. Any remote possibility, you will need that for 2 meter.
Wayne's got his set up for 2 meter already. He's been using his Winley.
Okay, now I am. What I'm hearing is that Ed has internet. Is that correct? Can you talk to Ed from your location?
Flex.
Do you have a person in your from your location that you can talk Simplex 2 meter to?
No, for sure on that.
All right, make a note. If you find a person that has internet that you can Simplex to, have them download Winlink and the Smara sound modem and turn for 2 meter now. This is for 2 meter. When they set their sound card up, put their call sign in as a -5, and that will allow that 2 meter to digi through that -5 into a -10. I would say talk with Tom and see if the -10 is open at WX4PG. If it is open, that's going to be your nearest gateway right there.
This is W4ATP Amon, and the WX4PG-10 is open, running and working well.
Patrick, so it would be a little extra work to make that happen, okay? But it would be well worth it because the propagation is much more stable during the day, okay? So if you're able to work that angle, then work it. And I would see if I could Simplex with Tom or somebody in Pickens from your location. That's just my suggestion, okay? But yeah. So any questions as far as that goes?
the frequency for that repeater?
All emergency gateways that are contributing to EOCs are set at 145.050. Yeah, isn't that right? That's right, Tom. 145.050. Or is it? Yeah. Correct me, Tom.
Checking it up again myself.
Yeah, I got it right here.
It's 145.530 is your all of your 2 meter gateways, okay?
5.530.
Now listen. It does not matter that you use you get on any gateway you can on 2 meter, okay? Here's where you're gonna find those, okay? They're gonna be on 145.010. 145.090 or 144 or 145.530. All right. Now, let me let my radio drop. And Wayne, you said Wayne's coming to help you with 2 meter gateway. Is that correct?
Yeah, Roger that. He's here now. He's getting his stuff set up as we speak.
Roger that. Have him set his station up. And just let it listen for a little while. If he has the UZ7HO sound modem downloaded as well, then he can go to open that sound modem and click on M heard, and it will show you the stations that radio hears. And you can do the same on WinLink, but you need to let it listen for a while. Okay, let it listen, and then click on channel selection, and it will show you what gateways it can hear. Once you know that, you're in like Flynn. But you've got to know where those are, and hopefully Wayne knows how to do that on 2 meter.
Comments for information.
Go ahead, comment.
Don't mean to interrupt, but this is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. I have made it up east yet. Proceed with extreme caution. There are trees leaning from one side of the road to the other. It has potential to fall. Also, in one of the curves on, if you're going down deep gap, it'll be in the right-hand lane. Coming up deep gap will be in the left-hand lane. Part of the road has caved off, so proceed with caution.
You be careful, and thanks for bringing that information in here.
Yes, sir. Sorry to interrupt y'all. Fellas, carry on. Appreciate what y'all do. 73.
73, be careful. KO4HK. Go ahead, Chad.
K4NWX here. Guys talking about setting up the WinLink. I know you're trying to do 2 meter. If you don't have any luck with that and you have to go HF, I have a gateway up here in Anderson with an NVIS antenna. It works pretty well for local communications. There's another up in Seneca, KO4HJO, but mine is set for 7.102 and 3.594. 40 or 80 meters should get you in even during the day, and my gateway has internet connection.
Stop right there, make connection with whoever that call sign was, and get all your information, frequencies, and any additional information you need to go with that, so that when you sit down in front of your HF side, you've got all the information you need. And he says he has internet connectivity, so I would say he would be your guy.
I've jotting his stuff down as he was speaking, but I want to verify before he gets off frequency.
Again, yes, my station is Kilo 4, November Whiskey X-Ray, and my gateway scan 7.102 and also 3.594. and it's running Pactor and also Vara.
Roger that. Can you give me your call sign one more time?
Kilo 4, November, Whiskey, X-ray.
Kilo 4, November, Whiskey, X-ray.
Roger.
Can I get a name with that?
Here's Rich, Romeo, India, Charlie Hotel.
All right, Rich. I am going to try to get set up here once we get a 2 meter, another 2 meter here, and we can monitor it. I will work and take this radio and try to go HF so we can take care of that. But give us a few minutes because we got to reconfigure antennas and put some space between them. We got extra coax and moving things around today.
My station's up 24/7, so and I am monitoring this frequency. So if you need me, give a shout out. If I don't answer you right back, try again in a couple minutes. I'll be around most of the day.
Rich, I appreciate the help. Thank you so much.
Square NWX, back to you guys.
I got all his information there, and we'll go that route. But Ed has got his 2 meter up already. So he's going to see what we can hear from this location, and then we'll make a move. That way we're not down anything. We have all the capabilities in.
If a couple of things before I let you go. If things go south with you as far as, as far as 2 meter gateways go, then use the 610 machine to set up a time to have other stations move to a simplex frequency and just have them, from 10 o'clock to 10:30, everybody move to this frequency and give their call sign out five times and see who you can record. And if one of those has a 2 meter gateway or if one of those has a internet to get out, then you can help them set up their, it's just a download for them. And you can use them to digi. But that's if things go bad, okay? So I'm not saying do that, but if you want to make it work, that's a last ditch. You got that before we move on?
Roger that. Got that. That's a last ditch. And hopefully it don't get that bad. I don't think it will, but we just need a few minutes so we can reconfigure everything.
Yeah, roger that. KL4HKX, can you hear me over that?
I can hear you now.
Okay, you've got all of the available settings. One thing I'll caution you here is that the computer that you're using to control your 991 for cat control, is that the same computer that you used when we initially set up the USB port about a year ago? That's really important.
It is. I brought it with me this morning.
Roger that. So if that USB driver that you downloaded a year or so back is the same driver, then you're good to go, okay? If that is not the correct driver, that 991 is not going to do what it needs to do. Okay, so just saying, you want to verify that. All right, what else can I do for you? What else can I help you with?
Right now, nothing. I think that's it. We just need to make a antenna adjustments and reconfigure everything there, and we're going to go that route. We're going to see if the 2 meter will work. If it'll work, we'll go that route. If not, then we'll move over to HF first, because that way we don't have to reconfigure antennas quite as much.
Yeah, roger that. Okay. All right. I think you're good to go. Keep this in mind on your HF side. Last little tip here. Okay. As propagation changes during the day, this is HF only. As propagation changes during the day, you will need to, when you have your cell modem up and running for HF, you'll need to manipulate your VU or incoming signal to accommodate for propagation changes. So, and you'll be able to see that on the sound modem as the day goes. Because what'll happen is you'll lose connectivity with the station that you talked with a few minutes ago. You may not, but it always happens at the wrong time. So, just saying, just don't panic when that happens. Open up your squelch, open up your VU so the radio can hear a little more, and accept the fact that if HF drops, then you're going to have to find another station, just the way it is.
I think the 2 meter will work, because from this location we have a real good line of sight of Caesar's Head. It's not my location like at the house. I'm running 5 watts right now on the antenna, so you know that ain't going to happen. So we have a real good line of sight of Caesar's Head.
Roger that. Okay. Well, do you want the 2 meter settings for the AZU, or you Wayne's got it?
Has got it set for right now. If I have any questions, I'll come back and we'll figure it out. Maybe Tom or Sean can help me out.
Roger that. Tom has the settings too. If you need them, all you need to do is reach out to him, and you'll be good to go for 2 meter. Okay. Well, this is where this 991's gonna sing. So let's do Yazoo justice. Okay. You have a good day, bud, and say some prayers for my son today. We'll be in surgery all day today, and thank you again, Patrick. I'm gonna head on out. That's KO4NUE. I am QRT for the day.
KO4NUE W4ATP.
Hey, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I've got your laminated setting sheets right on the same clipboard as all my ICS-214. So if they need anything, I've got the list, and I can walk them through that, and certainly be thinking about y'all and your son today. W4ATP.
Roger that. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. And Patrick, y'all be safe. And KO4NUE 73.
HKX, this is N4EDW.
KO4HKX here.
Winlink on my laptop. I have brought it up. I haven't used it in several years, but it says I am successfully connected to VARA FM TNC at 127.0.0.1 port 8300 and ready. Over.
Ed, I need some information from you if you want to look it up for me, though. I need a detailed weather report for our location.
Get my iPad. I've got several weather stations on there. It'll be a few minutes. I've also looked up our gas stations in the area. There are two that look like they're open in Brevard toward Rosman. Marathon. And another one, over.
Right now, let's focus on the weather and get that report. And I'll be back with you in a few minutes. I've got to talk face-to-face here, so I'm going to put the radio down, and I'll call you when I get back, okay?
KO4HKX, KO4NU. Real quick, Patrick, before you go, you there?
I'm here.
All right. When the 2 meter or HF is up on the gateways, all you got to do is go into the grip files and pull. Once you make that connection, you just tell in the grip files, you tell Winlink, I want a weather report for this area and any other information you could possibly want is all there in the grip files. Just keep that in mind. If you have a station that fails you, you can tell Winlink, go straight to NOAA and get the weather for my area. And you can even choose the area that you want the exact weather from, straight from NOAA. So that's a very powerful tool you got there. Spend some time digging into it and using it to pull your info. I got to go. KO4HKX, God bless you, Patrick. Have a great day, sir. It's KO4NUE 73.
73, Chad, and we'll say a prayer for you and your son there and Miss Anna. Y'all be careful, and thanks for all you're doing. KO4HKX, on the side.